Two national wildlife refuges just a day trip from San Francisco. Just a day trip beyond the San Francisco Bay Area are two national wildlife refuges, the San Luis NWR in Los Baños and the Merced NWR. They are easy to tour and provide a wonderful break from the hustle and bustle of the Bay Area. Located in the northeastern part of the San Joaquin Valley, the two wildlife refuges, along with the San Joaquin River NWR, form the largest remaining area of native grassland and wetland habitats in California's Central Valley. Wintering habitat for migratory birds. Over the winter, more than a million ducks, geese, and sandhill cranes inhabit fields and wetlands within the San Joaquin Valley. Visitors can see thousands of these birds themselves by touring either the San Luis NWR or the Merced NWR. Both refuges have 5-mile auto tours, short nature trails, and observation decks for viewing birds. You'll want to bring a good pair of binoculars, however, because flocks can be a long distance away. And to see the best action, stay until sunset. An incredible sight occurs after sunset. Just after sunset, they fly in from the fields, thousands upon thousands of sandhill cranes, snow geese, and Ross's geese. They fly in V formation, flock after flock, honking all the while. For spectators, it's like being in your very own nature movie. From experience, it seems the best viewing locations are near the second observation deck along the southeast portion of the Merced NWR Auto Trail. In the surrounding trees, owls can also be heard hooting as they awaken for the night. A public/private success story. National wildlife refuges comprise a network of publicly and privately owned lands. At the San Luis and Merced NWRs, much of the acreage is supported by conservation easements between private landowners and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. These public/private contracts give farmers, ranchers, and other private landowners the ability to sell development rights to their land to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. As a result, the private landowners cannot sell to real estate developers who might want to build houses, a shopping mall, or an industrial complex on that land. The conservation easements exist in perpetuity, meaning persons who inherit or buy the land must abide by the same contract. Though the landowners maintain ownership and pay property taxes, they are restricted regarding the use of that land. For example, the farmers can only grow crops that are beneficial to wildlife. Beneficial crops include grains like wheat, rye, corn, rice, and alfalfa. Crops like trees, nuts, and cotton are not allowed, as these do not benefit wildlife. Farmers can, of course, profit from the crops they grow. Ranchers can set aside permanent pasture for grazing livestock. Ranchers can breed and sell their livestock while knowing that their pasture also benefits migratory birds. Private landowners who run waterfowl hunting clubs also gain by contracting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The conservation easement gives them upfront money and allows them to run a private business. At the same time, they are helping conserve wildlife who inhabit their land. Other wildlife. Besides birds, the San Luis and Merced NWRs support many types of mammals. While driving or walking, visitors might encounter coyotes, black-tailed deer, rabbits, raccoons, skunks, or even river otters. Other species, such as possums and bats, are present but not often seen. Tule elk. A significant animal group at the San Luis NWR is the tule elk. Because of a major highway and the surrounding agriculture, the elk must live in a 780-acre enclosure. However, this thriving elk herd is a back-from-the-brink success story. In 1974, the tule elk native to California were on the brink of extinction. An elk enclosure was built at the San Luis NWR and seeded by 18 elk from the Detroit and San Diego zoos. As the San Luis herd grew, wildlife managers were able to move some of the elk out to other preserves in California. Now there are over 4,000 tule elk living wild in California. Most of them roam free. There are only two enclosed herds, one in San Luis and one at the southern end of the San Joaquin Valley. Tule elk are named after the tule plants that grow in the wetlands of their natural habitat. Tule elk feed on aquatic plants, grasses, and shrubs. They are the smallest of three species of North American elk, including the Rocky Mountain elk and the Roosevelt elk. Though they are the smallest, tule elk can go the longest without drinking water. This is important as some areas in California can go 6 months or more without rainfall and reach temperatures well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Visitors can drive a 5-mile auto tour route in the San Luis NWR around the elk enclosure and have a good chance of spotting tule elk. Breeding season, from late July through November, is an exciting time to see the elk. Bulls with fully grown antlers bugle to proclaim their dominance and readiness to mate. If viewers are lucky, they might see two bull elk locking antlers and pushing against each other. It is not a violent fight, just a test of strength. If you go, both the San Luis NWR and the Merced NWR can be visited on the same day. There is no entrance fee. The San Luis NWR includes 26,609 acres of wetlands, native grassland, vernal pools, and riparian habitat within a 15-mile-long area. Be sure to bring sunscreen, walking shoes, a hat, water, binoculars, and a camera. Dress in layers for the heat or cold, and make sure you have plenty of gas in the car. The refuge is located within farm country. Gas stations are not close by. The large and informative visitor center makes a good first stop on your tour. No food is sold, but you can bring a picnic. There is a waterfowl auto tour route of 8.5 miles, a tule elk auto tour route of 5 miles, and short nature trails. There are also some observation decks, picnic tables, and restrooms. The entrance and visitor center are located at 7376 South Wolfson Road, Los Baños, California 93635. The phone number is 826-3508. The 10,200-acre Merced NWR includes a 5-mile auto tour, 3 nature trails, 2 observation decks, and restrooms. There is no visitor center. The address given for the entrance is 7430 West Sandy Mush Road, Merced, California 95341. Be aware that Google Maps might say you've arrived before you actually get to the main entrance. Keep driving on Sandy Mush Road until you see the large entrance sign. For more information on both parks, visit their websites. www.fws.gov/refuge/san-luis. www.fws.gov/refuge/merced.